Well, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, so let's talk wine, beer, and a little bit of food. Formerly the 10th annual Grand Rapids International Wine, Beer, and Food Festival. The flags are out in downtown Grand Rapids, and I imagine my next guest is ready to roll, but it's only Tuesday. Dawn Baker, show manager, are you ready to roll?
Yes. You know, as you said, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. So it is fantastic to be able to join you this morning, Shelley, and talk about the 10th annual International Wine, Beer, and Food Festival. I mean, Grand Rapids, you've made this happen. West Michigan, you've embraced it, and it's grown and grown over the 10 years. So we're super excited about the year.
Congratulations. Well, let's talk this is all about. We're talking wine, beer, and food, and more of a tasting opportunity, an education, Dawn.
It is the ultimate tasting experience. So in your brief intro, you said a little bit of food. One of the focal points for us at this, our 10th annual, is food. We have had, you know, probably the last 3 to 4 years, upwards of 1,800 beverage products to try. So wine, beer, as you mentioned, but also distilled products. So a lot of spirits and craft cocktails are there. We have cider. We have a great selection of non-alcoholic beverages that are new to the market. Those include, you know, a lot of different things, coffee, even wines that are non-alcoholic. I know it doesn't seem to make sense, but they actually taste really good.
Yeah.
So we add that to this year, a focal point with food. We have 9 pairings. And Shelley, I know that, you know, we talk often about this. You've enjoyed a pairing. It's a 1 hour seated opportunity to sit down, enjoy a meal, 3 to 6 courses with a chef and the sommelier or the cicerone or the mixologist right there, who's kind of directing you as to why they pair certain foods with certain beverages, what tones they were looking for in both. It's just a really unique opportunity. And those are pre-sold, so your listeners may want to check out that menu, you know, listing today, and maybe look at tickets. But in addition to that, Shelley, we have 15 West Michigan restaurants, coming in with small plate offerings. So, you know, not that there's any competition, just a public vote to choose the best specialty this year. But it's a great, you know, opportunity for the chefs to kind of show off, do something different with their team, present a unique taste, really show off their skills and their creations at the festival.
Thank you for that. And yes, I will give my testimony to attending one of those 1 hour opportunities of learning about what is in our backyard. And so thank you for that. Hey, there's a free festival app available?
There is. And one of the reasons that is such a great idea is, number one, if you're planning your visit, so you can actually sign up there and make notes and have reminders sent to you about which workshops you might want to attend, what seminar you might want to attend. And when you talked earlier about education, those are great ways to take in the festival, to take, you know, 45 minutes out of your visit and really get to know, you know, a subject. Something maybe you want to know about rosés. You think that it's your grandmother's wine, but it's kind of all the rage right now. Or maybe you want to know more about the Guinness story. Or you want to know more about cider or Pinot Noir. I mean, there are countless seminar opportunities that you can take advantage of, and your app will bring all of those to your fingertips that allow you to walk around the festival and make notes when you try something that you really like and you want to make sure to purchase that, you know, the next time you're at the store. Or stopping in at a beverage store, you want to know, what was that again? I can't remember. Instead of taking a guess, I think it's this, you've got your notes from the festival. You can use that throughout the year. In addition to that, the app allows you to navigate the festival. So you know you want to try Chardonnays. Well, you can do a drop-down menu through the app. It'll tell you every booth, where those Chardonnays are from. So maybe you want to try some from, you know, another region. You want to compare it to maybe a Michigan, or maybe you want to compare Napa to Willamette Valley. So it allows you to kind of navigate the festival in some special ways.
Dawn Baker with a show manager with the 10th annual Grand Rapids International Wine, Beer, and Food Festival. Let's do a couple of who, where, why, what's, and how's. How do we get tickets, and what do you recommend regarding taking full advantage of this weekend?
Well, I'll tell you what, the weekend grows busier and busier as you get to Saturday. So if you're someone, if you're a listener who really wants to take time and slow things down a little bit, spend a little more time with some of the reps from the different wineries or the breweries, you might want to consider Thursday, Friday, or Saturday morning. You know, by Saturday, it's really the happening place in Grand Rapids. So if that's more your scene, Friday night or Saturday, you might want to consider. But all of those informations, all of that information is available on the app or at our website, which is grwinefestival.com. Our prices, Shelley, are $15 on Thursday or advance tickets are $15, and at the door Friday and Saturday it's $20 for a ticket. Now, I do want to share with your listeners that one of the things that sets this festival apart is that it's not set up as an all-inclusive. So, as I mentioned earlier, we have 1,800 beverages for you to try.
Oh my.
We wanted to incentivize the winemakers and the brewers to bring their very best, the most unique, you know, what's the latest, greatest. And so I recommend to your listeners as they come into the festival that they also purchase about $20 in tasting tickets. This allows them to kind of choose and navigate what do they want to try, where do they want to be, to utilize those tasting tickets according to their palate and what they want to do at the festival. All of those details, grwinefestival.com. We open at 5 o'clock on Thursday, 4 o'clock on Friday, and 1 on Saturday, and we're open until 10 p.m. each day.
That's great. And again, obviously bringing economy into West Michigan by those who come from out of state and book in the hotels, and so certainly make a, make a whole weekend of it and be educated. All right. Well, I guess the final question is one more time. How do I get my ticket?
Well, you brought one more thing up, so I'm going to slip this in. For people who really want to enjoy different areas, so we have four areas, the Vineyard, which is focused on wine. We have Beer City Station, focused on beer and cider. We've got Hemingway Hall, which is focused on spirits, and we have the Rendezvous, coffee, cordials, desserts. I mean, it's the meetup. It's where you start and end your festival. But, Shelley, you know, you said get your tickets. There's a 3-day pass, and with everything we've been talking about here, you realize that you can't even take it in 3 days if you're there 24 hours for those 3 days. So that is why a lot of people will take, you know, take a hotel night, they'll make a 2-day stint of it, or they'll plan on 3 days so that they can navigate and try different things at the festival on different days. Again, you can find all that information at our website or on the app. We open Thursday, 5, Friday 4, Saturday 1, and we're open till 10 p.m. each night. And it's so exciting to celebrate with your listeners, too. 10th Annual Grand Rapids International Wine, Beer, and Food Fest.
Great. Save that energy, John. We'll cheer you on this weekend, and you do good things. Dawn Baker, show manager for this and many more under the title of Showspan. Here comes the season, my friend. Take care.
Thank you, Shelley.
Bye, buddy.